Okay, I've been teaching you about discipleship, as Elder Bob had said. And I told you that one of the greatest discipleship disciplines, and I've been telling you, discipleship takes discipline. And discipline, for some folks, that's hard to do. Discipline's hard to do. But there's no option. In order to be a disciple, you got to be what? Disciplined. Anybody getting better at being disciplined? Who needs to be disciplined at discipline? Probably most everybody, right? And we were talking about prayer. Now, we're going to get into some real meat and potatoes now of prayer time. We talked about what kind of prayer is acceptable. We talked about what kind of prayer is not acceptable. We talked about obstacles to prayer. We talked about answers to prayer. We talked about when you should pray. We talked about with whom you should pray. And today we're going to talk about how to pray. This is the meat and potatoes now. How do you do it? How do you pray? And so many people get so wrapped up in, I don't know how to pray. And you know what? We do know how to pray. But there is a formula to it. There's a model for prayer. Does anybody know what the model of prayer is called? The Lord's Prayer. That's the model. And so we need to turn in our Bibles, please. Turn in our Bibles. And we're going to look at the Gospel of St. Luke. And for our visitors here today, let's explain to you how we do things here in this church. Is we encourage you to bring your word, God's word for you. Because we do believe that you need to be in it. Everybody understand that? Now, remember what I told you, and I've been telling you before. This is really important. Satan is not concerned. He's not concerned when I get the Bible out and I read it. Because he's seen a lot of people do that before. He's really not concerned about that. What greatly concerns him is what? When this gets in me. That's what concerns him. A lot of people can read it. But when this gets off the written page, the logos, the written page, and it gets in me, now we got a problem. In discipleship, we got to get the written word here into where? Here. From here to here. And the only way to get it from here to here is what? Read it. Read it. And I know that you know this. Choo Choo Charlie wasn't. Now, when was the last time you said that?
About 50 years ago.
50 years ago, right? How many know? What am I talking about? Choo Choo Charlie was an engineer. What is that? Good and Plenty. Now, when's Ed, Pastor Ed? 50 years ago.
Well, somebody told me.
Oh, somebody told you. Probably. And so, it's in there. It's in there. Does everybody agree with that? Humpty Dumpty sat on a... Where is that? It's in there. You probably never thought about it. It's in there. And our minds are so wonderful, it has file cabinets, file drawers. And all somebody has to do is open up the file drawer, tickle the file drawer, and go in and reach a file, and guess what comes out? That information that's in there. 40 and... See? What did I just do? I opened up the file drawer. I tickled it, opened it up. And you reached in and what? Pulled out some information, right? That's what you did. And I can do that over and over and over. I've got sunshine on a... See, it's right there. Becca, it's right there. And I'm just what? Now, you know, guess what else can be in the file drawer? So can that. Can you get it? And when you need it, all you got to do is what? Open the drawer. And what? Pull it out. And here's the secret. From here to here, where's the next step? To here. Here to here to here. Here to here to here. That's what you need to do. And the only way you're going to get it is by what? Reading it and hearing it and applying it. Exactly right. And so in our church, what we do, we use a lot of scripture. We don't apologize for it, but we do. It's a Bible preaching church. You guys know that, right? Bible preaching church, we use the Bible. And so you're going to be all over, and that's okay. And so we ask you to turn to it. You look at it. You read it. And Mickey speaks it. And the idea is you're looking at it, you're reading it, and you're hearing it. Hopefully what? It's getting inside that file drawer. That's the idea. Okay? So we're going to turn to Luke. Gospel of St. Luke, New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, third one, Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. She's reading, by the way. Let's just clarify this too. Especially for those who might not be too familiar with the Bible, there's like different translations. And I don't know what translation you got with you. I'm sure it's fine. But she'll be reading from the New King James translation. Okay? So if you're looking at something, you're saying, oh my gosh, my Bible's making the mistake, or my Bible's wrong, maybe I got it on sale somewhere, closed out or something. No, it's just a different translation. Okay? New King James Version. Go ahead.
Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, the one of his disciples came to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Okay. Now, I want you to know that the Lord's Prayer is not the only prayer that you ought to pray. It's the model of prayer. Jesus said, when you pray, pray like this. He did not say, pray only this. Right? He said, pray like this. Not pray only this, pray like this. And so we're going to examine the model of prayer. So let's take a look at it. And you know it. So if you don't want to look at it, that's fine. But you know it. So the first part of the model of prayer tells us to whom we ought to pray. To whom? And it says what? Our Father which art in heaven. And so the first model of prayer, it tells us in whom we ought to pray. Now, so that I do not offend you, I'm going to do my very best to try not to. But sometimes I do. And if I do, I apologize. It does not say, pray to a saint. It does not say, pray to St. Christopher. It does not say, pray to St. Anthony. And it also does not say to pray to Mary. It says, pray our who? Father. Our Father. And so Jesus is saying, when you pray, pray to your Father in heaven. We do not need to have an intercessory. We go right to the Lord. And if we need an intercessory to pray for us, we have one. And that one is the third person of the Trinity, which is whom? Holy Spirit. And so Jesus says, when you pray, pray to your Father. Now, I have lost things, and I have found things. And I forget the patron saint of finding things. Who is it? Is it Anthony? Who?
Saint Anthony.
Saint Anthony did not help me find it. My grandkid did. I'm letting you know right now, I could not find my keys, and I did not pray to Saint Anthony. I said to all my grandkids, $5 who finds my keys. And I want you to know, St. Anthony had nothing to do with it. The $5 had lots to do with it. And I sat back on my chair, and within 5 minutes, I found them, Pappy! No, I found them! I got my keys. And so, I'm not making light of that, but pray to who? God. The second aspect of the model of prayer is after we find out in whom to pray, we need to praise his name. We need to praise his name. It says, Our Father, which art in heaven. That's the first part of the model. To whom we should pray. And then the next thing that we do in our prayer time is to hallow his name. Hallowed be thy name. Which means to praise him. Praise him. Now, I want to let you all know right now that he is not the big man upstairs. As I've heard some people refer to him as, oh, the big man upstairs. No, he's not the big man upstairs. He is God. Help me understand that. Not the big man upstairs. Because you will meet him one day, and he will remember what you refer to him as. And I would not want to be in your shoes when you say, oh, so I'm the big man upstairs, am I? He's not the big man. He's not. He is God. And so the second part of your prayer is to praise him. Our Father which art in heaven, to whom should I pray? Hallowed be thy name. Praise him. And then we're going to pray for supplication, for his purposes. His purposes. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Supplication for his will and for his purposes. For our physical needs is part of the prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. It's asking for our physical needs. We pray for our spiritual needs. Forgive us of our sins. And then we pray for others. So we also forgive those who trespassed against us. And so there's a model of prayer. We're going to break it apart. Whom should we pray to? God. How? Praise his name. Ask for supplication for his will to be done. Ask for supplication for ourselves and supplications for others. Turn in your Bibles, please. Matthew 6, 7, and 8.
And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need for before you ask him.
Simplicity in prayer is what Jesus Christ stressed. Simplicity. Not difficulty. And not over and over and over and over and over. And that scripture says, not in repetition. Not in repetition. Simplicity. You don't need to be eloquent. You don't need to know theological terms. You just need to what? Talk to God. Was your language okay? Sure. Do you need to know some great big seminary kinds of things? In fact, that gets in the way. And he clearly says, Jesus clearly says, not to be what? Repetitious. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. Now, I could go somewhere with that. I probably shouldn't. No, I won't. But saying a prayer 7, 8, 9, 10 times, and then going to a different prayer 7, 8, 9, 10 times, just to say it is what? Repetitious. It's repetitious. And the question is it praying or is it repeating? And you know, you get to decide, okay? You get to decide. When you're praying, is it more repetitious or is it really conversation? How many of you know that God wants conversation? He wants from your heart. He wants from your heart. He really doesn't want us to pray, you know, 10 times this and 7 times that. He wants us to just pray. Just talk to me. Talk to me. Help me understand that. Talk to me. Now, a rosary, for example. That might be a good thing to have to get you in the prayer time. I don't have a problem with it, right? Fact is, there are prayer beads. People make prayer beads, and that's okay. But eventually, you got to get into the what? Into the conversation. You got to get into the act of praying to God in a model of prayer that he taught us. And listen to me, church. The Our Father, which is what we're teaching from here, is not the only way to pray. Is it? It's the model. It's the model. Okay, so we're going to open that model up and we're going to learn how to do it. So let's turn in our Bibles to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. It's in the Old Testament. And it's okay. You know, in the very beginning of all the Bibles, they have a book of index. And in the book of index, it tells you where it's at. Oh, Whitey's got tabs. Woo, woo, woo. I've asked for tabs from my wife. She won't give me any tabs. They're built-in tabs. You're welcome. Yeah, that's a life application study Bible, huh? That's like I have. First Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 13.
Therefore David blessed the Lord before all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are the exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name."
Great. So what is David doing here? He's just praising. He's praising God, right? So I want to teach you an acrostic. An acrostic is a word, and you take the letters of the word, and you learn something from it. And so I want you to remember the word Acts, like the Acts of the Apostles. A-C-T-S. That's what you want to know. That's how you're going to pray. A-C-T-S. A, the first part of your prayer, adoration. Adoration. You're giving praise to God for who He is. And does He want you to do that?
Yes,
He does. He wants you to praise His name. And look what David, how David praises His name. David says, "Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And your Lord, O Lord, in your greatness, the power and the glory." And so when we pray in adoration, when you go to the Lord in prayer, before you get to the I wants and the I needs, because you know they're coming, right? The I wants and the I needs are coming. But before you get to the I wants and the I needs and can I haves, it's, "Lord God, you are so great. You are so awesome. Holy is your name." You got to spend some time in your prayer time just praising Him for who He is. And David is giving us a model for that. And so you want to write that down, so that, you know, when you're praying, turn to that. Turn to that and read that. Say that to God. It's a good example, and spending time in sincere praise of God's greatness will help put us in the spirit of humility that we need to be in. Sometimes we get a little stuck on ourselves. But compared to God, I mean, how big are we, really? Minuscule little what? According to His power? And so Acts, the first thing that you need to do is adoration. You need to spend time in praising Him. C, the letter C in the acrostic that I gave you, stands for confession. Turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Brothers and sisters, now John is the Gospel of John, and then there's three letters of John, first, second, and third. We're not in the Gospel of John, we're in the first of the three letters of John. First John chapter 1, verse 9.
"If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
Yes. We had said in our prayer time that we need to come to the Lord in righteousness. That we need to come to Him with our hearts being right. And sometimes our hearts just aren't right, are they? We're not right. And so the second aspect of prayer is that we need to come to Him confessing our sins. And so a model of prayer in your prayer life might go something like this. "Father, I come before the one who created everything from nothing just by speaking it into existence. Oh, how awesome is your name, that even the very mention of your name, demons must flee. Oh, you are so awesome. You're the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are God too. To think that I could even spend time with you is beyond which that I can fathom. And I come to you, Lord, bearing my soul. Search the secret places where I hide those things, where I don't want anyone to know, when you know everything, even every hair on my head. Lord, and I ask you, please, to take the secret sins away and wash me as clean as snow. That's before you get to the I needs and the I wants. That's the way you pray. The third part of the acrostic that I taught you is T. So, adoration, confession, T, thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4, verse 6.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
The neat thing about going to God in thanks is acknowledging the things that you already have before you ask Him for other things that you need. When you go to the Lord with thanksgiving, it helps remind you of how blessed you already are. How many of you in this room truly would say you're blessed? I am blessed. How many have trials and tribulations, though? We do. We do. We have all kinds of stuff. We do. We have great amounts of stuff. But we also have great amounts of blessings, too. And what we seem to concentrate mostly on is what? The bad stuff. Because it's the stuff that we focus on. And when you go to the Lord in prayer, giving Him thanks, it helps remind you of a couple things. It helps remind you of how blessed you are. Now, what kind of things can you give Him thanks for, even in your storms? Thanks for family. How many have a family to be thankful for? Friends? Jobs? Places to live? Right? Homes? How many's got some of those things? We all got some of those things, right? And those are the kind of things for which we ought to be thankful for. We can be thankful for our health, God's guidance, God's answers to prayers, things that we not be able to see, that we don't all take for granted as our adoption into His family. Anybody thankful that you're one of His kids? Thankful for our salvation? Thankful that Jesus loved us so much? Those kind of things? So the motto of prayer so far kind of goes like this. Father, I come before you. Awesome. You are so awesome. You are so wonderful to behold. How can my finite mind even begin to imagine an infinite being? I can't. That's how great and wonderful you are. Right? And then you go to Him and say, Lord, I just thank you so much and praise your name for all the things I already have. I am truly, truly blessed. Truly blessed. And Lord, I ask you to search the secret places in my heart. Where I fall short last week, Lord, or today, please help me do better. So you're praying that way. That's right. Acts. Turn your Bibles to Colossians. Colossians. And that's not Galatians, it's Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 12.
Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
Okay, first thing you're going to give thanks to God for is for your inheritance. How many of you are in the family? Give them thanks. You're in the family, right? Give them thanks. Turn to Colossians chapter 2, verse 7.
Rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
Be thankful for your teachings. Be thankful for the way the Lord has taught you. How many are learning and growing in the Lord? Be thankful. So thanks that you're inherited, you're adopted into the family. Thank Him for His teachings and teaching you a better way. Look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 15.
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
Be thankful that we're all collectively in one body with other believers. I mean, just look around. Aren't you thankful you have brothers and sisters? Who's thankful for brothers and sisters? I mean, oh, wow. What a great, like you had said. Thankful for the brothers and sisters, right? We're one body. So thanks that we're adopted into his family. Thank you for your teachings, Lord. Thank you that I'm part of a bigger whole. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. I have brothers and sisters that I can call upon. That's stuff to be thankful for, right? And look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 2.
Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving.
Just be thankful you can go to God. You know, in the old time before Christ, could you go to God personally?
Mm-mm. No.
Only the who? The high priest could only go, right? That's it. But when Jesus Christ was crucified, what happened to that veil? Torn, wrenched from the top to the bottom. And so now who gets to go to God now? All of us. Anybody thankful for that? Whew. I mean, I get to go. I don't need to call on somebody to go for me. I get to go. So be thankful. So many things to be thankful for. So you go through a list of thanksgiving. Then you come to S. That's the very last thing. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then you come to the S. That's the very last thing. What's that? Supplication. So when you get to the very last part of the prayer, what are you going to do now? Ask for stuff. Now you're going to get into what you want to talk about with God as far as what's on your mind. Adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and then supplication. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6.
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God.
All right. We told him how great he was. We confessed our sins. We told him how much we're thankful for all the things we already have. Thankful for our inheritance. Thank you for our family of believers. Thank you, God, so much for the way you teach me. Thank you, Lord, for all the things I have. Family, friends, health, a job. Oh, Lord, thank you. And Lord, in addition to all of that, now it's time for supplications. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, be thankful. Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1.
Therefore I exert, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men.
And first of all, I'm going to come to you with my supplication and pray for who? Everybody else. Ain't that something? Intercession. You ever hear of intercessory prayer? You know who can be an intercessory? Us. We go to the Lord and we pray for who? Everybody else. Everybody else. And we work on down through the list of everybody else, and we got everybody else on our mind covered. Everybody's on our mind covered, and we finally work our way down to who? Ourselves. And what is it usually how we pray? It's all about who? Me. It's kind of like a country western song I heard the other day. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I. Want to talk about, how many know that song? Yeah. I knew Christina. You know it, Heidi? But me and my who, me and my who. They talk about, and we're doing it wrong. We are some of our prayer, and I'm not making light of this. Some of our prayer might start like, Lord, I'm in trouble again. Lord, can you help me out here? Lord, I need. Lord, can I have? Lord, can I get? How many understand? I'm telling the truth, right? We skipped all that outer stuff and went right down to the ball. Lord, Lord, cut me a break, Lord, please. Nobody knows the trouble I'm in. That's what happens, right? And we skipped all of it. All of it. And guess what might happen to you? I am so serious. If you go in your little prayer closet and you start, I mean, you know, get yourself prepared and just say, Lord, how great and awesome is your name. To even think I can be in the presence of someone who is holy is beyond which I can even comprehend in my finite being. The God who created every star that I can see and every star I cannot see by speaking it into existence, you are so awesome. And I come before you humbled in my sin. Lord, search the secret places where I hide the stuff I don't think anybody knows. Oh, Lord, I am so sorry for the things I have said, for the things I have done, for the things I didn't do that I should have done. And Lord, I am so thankful. And Lord, I come before you praying on behalf of my brothers and my sisters that I know that are struggling today. And you get through all of that. Guess what might happen when it comes time for you? Lord, I don't need anything. There are so many people so far off. Lord, just help me get off my backside and go help somebody out. But if you have you on the forefront of your mind, guess what it's all about? All about you. It's all about you. Help me understand the difference. A big difference. Big difference. And so when you pray now, remember what I taught you. Acts. Adoration. Confession. Thanksgiving. Supplication. Who goes first? Everybody else. And when you get to everybody else, and if you still have time, Becca, talk about you. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, that seems to be, you know, not a good way to pray. Do you think God don't know what you need? Yes. How many know yes? I mean, do you think you need to ask? Don't you think he knows? Don't you think he would honor you a lot more by praying on behalf of everybody else first? Don't you think? And he says, you know what? Not only am I going to honor your prayer requests, just wait to see what I do for you. I get chills even thinking about it. Next week, we'll do some more lessons in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for even the opportunity to be in your presence is beyond that which is impossible to fathom. You're so great. You're so awesome. You're so holy. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters today. Those petitions that we know and those that we do not know. And we ask you to bless them, Lord, in a powerful way. Touch them all, Lord. Touch them all. And Lord, whatever we can do to make a difference in someone's life, we are so willing. In your awesome name, we pray these things. And all of God's people said, amen.